Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Well, the good question that I would like to ask us is that, does the devil know your name? Hallelujah. Wow. The scripture says in the book of Acts chapter 19 verse 15, it says, "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Isn't that amazing? My dear brothers and sisters, some preachers master the subject, some subjects master their preacher. Once in a while, one meets a preacher who is both master of and also mastered by his subject. The Apostle Paul, I'm sure, was in that category. Look at Paul in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19. Seven men were attempting to use the religious formula over a Gadara type of victim, but slinging theological terms or even Bible verses at devil-possessed men is as ineffective as snowballing Gibraltar in the hope of removing it. One man, demon-controlled, was an easy match for these 70 silly sycophants. While the seven sons of Sceva fled into the streets, shirtless and shamed, the man filled with an unholy spirit increased his wardrobe with seven suits. And so the seven wounded, fearful men told their own tale, for God turned their folly to the glory of Christ, so that his name was greatly feared and magnified. Spooky spiritists were converted, Jews and Greeks were saved. At a public bonfire, cult books to the value of 50,000 pieces were burned. Surely that was making the wrath of man to praise him. Listen to the testimony of the demon. What is demon saying? Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? This is the highest praise that earth or hell affords, my dear brothers and sisters, to be classified by the enemy as one with Jesus. My question to us is, can the devil testify and say that Samuel is one with Jesus, that you are one with Jesus? While Paul lived, hell had no peace. And I would encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, your life and my life must count in the kingdom of Christ. Your life and my life must be making a difference whilst we are on this earth. Whilst we are on this earth, hell must not rest. And I tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, let cast out demons, take authority over every power of Satan, destroy him in Jesus' name. Jesus said, "Whoever that whatsoever that thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Peter said, "Your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion trying whom to devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith." James says, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Amen? Take authority, my dear brothers and sisters, over the powers and schemes of Satan. Destroy him and save souls for Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that wherever you go, you will be like Paul, full of fire of God, full of zeal and passion for the kingdom of heaven to be established on earth. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We give you the praise, we give you glory and honor, dominion and power and authority, because Father, we thank you for the delegated authority that you have given us, that we can trample over snakes and over scorpions and over all the power of Satan. And your word has promised that by no means any hurt or any harm will come near our dwelling. We thank you for that, God. And today we take authority over every demonic power, every principality, every ruler of darkness, every spiritual wickedness in the high places. We bind them all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We tear down every stronghold of Satan, every high and mighty thought that arises itself against the knowledge of Christ, we destroy it in Jesus' name. And I pray, Abba Father, that today is the day of salvation. Today souls will be saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow through the hands of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Lord, I pray for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. Lord God Almighty, for our people who are grappling with sickness, Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness, every demon of infirmity. I cast it out, get out, and enter into that body again, no more. And Lord, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.